Hey guys, and welcome back to another tutorial by Tectonic. It's finals week this week, so I'm kind of cramming to put this video in, but as you can see from all this fun stuff in the corner, I'm keeping busy. But anyways, I was looking through my old videos, and I saw that the video how to change the background of an image was done very poorly. And I found a much easier way to do it. So I'm just going to make a quick video on how to change the background on a picture. So obviously the first thing you're going to do is open up that picture. Like so. And so you have your picture. And what you're going to do is go into your toolbox and click the Free Select tool. And what you're going to do is make a very rough little outline of what you want to keep in the picture. So like anything inside of this will stay. It doesn't have to be perfect, obviously, because this one is not at all. So there you go. Once you make your fast quick rough selection, whatever you want to call it, you're going to go on down into the lower left corner of the project. I don't know what you call it. And it's called the Quick Mask tool. You can also hit Shift Q if you want. Clicking this puts a layer mask on, and basically this is what you have right here. So to put the finishing touches on this, you're going to go into your pencil tool and you can adjust the size and whatever. And basically, just go ahead and keep getting rid of it, just like this. And my advice would be to zoom in. You can go down here. 300 is probably good. For the sake of time, I am going to do this fairly quickly. But obviously, this is something that you don't want to rush if you're doing it for something a lot more serious than this. So I'm just gonna quickly do this as best as I can. We go. All right. Good enough. We're going to zoom back out, and once you've finished touching everything up, go ahead and click that Quick Mask tool once again, and you'll see that your whole selection is whatever, a lot more precise. And what you're going to do is go to Edit Copy or Control C and go to New, and you're going to go Advanced Options, Fill with Transparency, and this will make the background transparent. So what you do, just go ahead and paste your image in by hitting Control V or Edit Paste. And, there you go. So this is your new image. And of course, if you want to add a new background to it, you can click on the background in the Layers tab and choose whatever you want. We can fill it in with a color or a pattern. I don't know. You can do anything you want. But yeah, so that's basically my revised version of how to get rid of a picture's background. Sorry. Get rid of a picture's background in GIMP. Like I said, the old way I did it was really weird and a lot more difficult. So this is a pretty easy way to do it, fairly simple. I hope you guys found it helpful, and if so, go ahead and leave a comment telling me how it worked for you, and if you have any questions, go ahead and ask away. So don't forget to comment, rate, and subscribe, and follow me on Twitter for your daily updates. And I'll see you guys later. Peace.